produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You're listening to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. Hello, everyone. This is Coach Terry with Your Wealth is Your Wellness. You know, we're talking about breathing gratitude in this new year of 2021. And we left off with really breathing gratitude and what that looks like. And what I want to talk about now is, how are we showing our gratitude? How are we showing our gratitude? Like, when's the last time you wrote a thank you note to somebody to thank them for what they did instead of sending a text message, which we so frequently automatically do? Getting a letter in the mail of thanks from somebody makes somebody feel great. It allows them to breathe appreciation and gratitude. Quite nice, I shall say. So the first thing I want to do is I want to start out with my dear Joyce Meyer, her devotion. And it says, doors will open. Doors will open. And I'm glad to read doors will open, because it's going to open more and more as we are grateful, as we breathe gratitude, and as we show others gratitude. So she says, from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. And it says, Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a leper. The Syrians had gone out in bands and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy." Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a leper. The Syrians had gone out in bands and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who was in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy." So Joyce Meyer goes on to explain that Elizabeth Fry, from 1780 to 1845, was a Quaker minister and a European prison reformer. The mother of 10 children, Mrs. Fry was invited to do social work in England's Newgate Prison. She said she found half naked women struggling together with the most boisterous violence. I felt as if I were going into a den of wild beasts. Mrs. Fry did nothing sophisticated to initiate reform, but began reading her Bible to the prisoners. She went on to such innovations and suggesting that men and women be segregated in prison. The more violent offenders be kept from the less violent offenders, and that prisons be employed in some useful work. Her influence ranged throughout France and the British colonies. If you will do what you can do, God will do what you cannot do. Doors will open, a way will be made, and creative ideas will come. You will also inspire others to do what they can do. And even though each person can only do a little, together we can make a big difference. Doors will open. Now, how about that being a breath of gratitude? So, Lord, she says, help me to do what I can do in whatever circumstance. I am to bring about good. If you can use a little maid in exile, you can use me. Amen. Oh my gosh, I love that. Oh goodness, so how can we show gratitude to others? Because doors are going to open for you. So how are we going to show gratitude? We can show gratitude by writing a simple thank you note. Who has done something for you that you are so grateful? Right? A thank you card means a lot to people and allows you to really express your sentiments or offer encouragement. A handwritten letter in the best way to let a loved one know just how grateful you are and that they are in your life and that you're thinking of them. Have you ever received a thank you note from someone? How did it make you feel? Yeah, it felt great. The other thing that we can do to show gratitude to others is we can offer our help. When's the last time that you've picked up the phone or you've seen a friend and you said, you know what, I can help? Now, I know we're living in these uncharted waters and we have our masks and we have our hand sanitizers and we're social distancing. But offering to help, especially someone who's the sick and shut in, could mean buying their groceries and bringing them over and putting them at the door for them. Perhaps if they can't answer the door, you tell them to unlock the door and that you're coming. Or let their loved one know that you're coming over to bring some groceries. You could also do a little handiwork around their home. Or even order groceries for them. and pick them up. You know, offering our help at this time showed us a lot of love and a lot of kindness. Jesus would be pleased. You could also give meaningful gifts to people. Gifts that people may need. I love giving wellness gifts, wellness boxes. I'm all about being natural, holistic, clean, less chemicals. So when's the last time you've given a gift? I love giving gifts. I always tell my friends when I send a gift, before you open it, FaceTime me or WhatsApp me so I can see your expression on your face. In fact, let's Zoom. Zoom seems to be something that we're doing across the world now so that we can embrace one another through technology. Now, another way to show gratitude is just to smile. No, it's hard to do that with a mask on, but I tell you, we can see a smile in your eyes. When people smile, their eyes should light up. Another way we can show gratitude is we could listen more. Wow. Now, this is all about a good coach right here. Most people have behavior styles where listening isn't one of their strengths. Most people want to be heard. They're like, when is it my turn to talk? You know, if we're going to be well in our well-being, because our wealth is our wellness, we need to be able to listen to others. When someone is speaking to us, we really need to give them 100% of our attention. Because you never know what they're going through. And they may be on the verge of sharing it with you, and then you cut them off. Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I wanted to interject something. And then they're like, okay. Okay, now what were you saying? I said, it's okay, never mind. So we never want to have someone suppress what they want to share or what they're saying. I always have worked on that as an individual and a human being. It's healthy when you let that person tell their story or their event. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're talking to a talker, and you never can get a word in and it's been 20 minutes and you haven't said anything, by all means, go ahead and interject. I need to use the restroom. I need to get a drink of water. Usually is a sign that, hey, it's time to wrap it up. Tone it down, change the subject, or give me an opportunity to speak. So we do have to be mindful. But listening to others is really showing some gratitude. How else can we show gratitude? I bet you're thinking. I love to show gratitude by cooking with a loved one, having dinner. I live with my mother, and so spending time with her is divine. I wish I could get more time of it due to the workload and coaching, but that has to be a priority. And so I'm prayerful about that, asking God to give me that wisdom to really make sure we get that time together. But showing her gratitude by probably making a meal or bringing her a glass of water or sitting and watching a good movie with her. You all of the examples that I just shared is how you can show gratitude to other people, but it really gives you a peace of mind and it makes your heart happy. And so we need to do that more. It will bring joy. And what joy means to me is Jesus, others, and then yourself. That's joy. Jesus first, others, and then love yourself. Now, don't get me wrong. We really have to take care of ourselves before we can take care of others because we need to be strong. But in a mindset format, think about other people. Think about what they may be going through or what they may need. And then go ahead and take care of yourself to make sure you have that stamina and that drive and that strength and the armor of God, as we've spoken about so many times, intact so that you can deliver and serve others. Now you're listening to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Paget. And this is Coach Terry, or Coach T. And I am talking about breathing gratitude in this year of 2021. Much to rejoice for, much to be happy about. What is that, Coach T? The breath of life. The opportunity and the honor to praise God for what He has done for you and what He's about to do for you. Because doors are about to open up. You gotta believe it. Doors for you are about to open up. Take a stand with your armor on. Take note, because you better believe it. And then rejoice and be glad. Gratitude. Breathing gratitude is also meditating. You know, I always referenced sitting in silence or being in your serenity sanctuary, which is my bathroom, in my tub with my candles, my rose petals, my music, maybe even some chocolate covered strawberries and a glass of red wine this time instead of the hot tea. But how are you showing gratitude and breathing gratitude often? Because we are in a global pandemic where things are changing, but they're changing for your good. Let's see, who sings that song? All things are working for my good. Yes, He's intentional. Never failing, all things are working for my good. Yes, He's intentional. Love that song. Never failing, because He won't fail you. You won't fail. And if you fall forward, then get up. Get up, because God's testing your strength. He's testing to see if you trust Him. He's testing to see if you're going to get up. You know, I love falling forward. You know, people say it's failing forward, but He never fails us. So we might fall and we might stumble, but we can get up. We got to get up. We got the armor of God on us and we can stand. We got to get up. So I want to encourage those who are listening all over the world right now that is saying, Coach D, I don't have anything to be grateful for. And I just want you to know that, yes, you do, because you're here. Be grateful for that. I'm speaking to the person who may not know where their next meal is. And I want to tell you, you're pregnant with opportunity. I want you to walk in faith. And I want you to be bold. And I want you to ask for help in others. And I want you to tell them that you're grateful for them to even listen to you. Don't be so prideful, America. Don't be so prideful, world. Let people know what you need. Because God sends angels. And we should be breathing gratitude for that. I'm excited about the doors that are getting ready to open for you. The floodgates are open, and I hope you all can swim, because the abundance, the guidance, and the growth that God has bestowed upon your life are of many. For God has plans for you to prosper, plans for you to have hope and a good future. And that's just the bottom line. Jeremiah 29:11. So as you breathe gratitude on this day, don't forget your journal about what you're grateful for. As you breathe gratitude on this day, think about doing something for others. As you breathe gratitude on this day, make yourself a healthy meal. As you breathe gratitude on this day, help somebody. Sow a seed. Pray. You're listening to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. This is Coach Terry. On your wealth is your wellness. Be well.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Here we are. It's a new year. Happy 2022 to you. Wishing you all of God's best in this new year. As I sat wondering, now that we're in this new year, if you will, January, we have ideas, and I know I do, of things that I'd like to accomplish, from the smallest to the biggest. You may also be in that same frame of mind. And I had all these ideas of who I'm going to call, and who I'd like to partner with, or who would be great at helping me see this through. To manifest this and bring this forth, and I had to pause
And I said, my goodness, before you go, before I go to the phone, make a phone call, reach out an email to anyone, I, Father God, forgive me because I have not checked in with you. You're the CEO of my life. And first and foremost, that time, whatever it is that I'm to do on this journey, you've allowed me to cross over into this new year, I should be sitting at your altar. And I'm reminded of the word. You know all about me, Father. David put it so poetically in Psalms 139. Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceived every movement of my heart and soul. And you understand my every thought before it even enters my mind. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book, and you know all the words I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence. You know every step I will take before my journey even begins. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me. To spare me from the harm of my past, you have laid your hand on me. I don't know about you, but that touched me in such a way. I was having my own conversation with the most important to my life, my Lord and Savior. As David put it, I felt as if he had wrote that for me, because that's my inner thought. Why would I go to anyone else before I go to you, Lord? The word says, Lord, you will instruct and teach me in the way that I should go. And you will counsel me and keep your loving eye on me. Why would I not sit at your feet in prayer and worship to you, allowing you to speak into my life? Because it is not just myself. The decisions that I make can change the direction of someone else's life that's divinely connected to me. And I pray that makes sense for you, because the decisions that we make, if we have family, even dear loved ones, friends, our decisions make a difference in their lives as well. So if you're like me at this time of maturity, I pray for wisdom. I pray for his direction in my life. I cannot do this by myself, folks. We cannot do this by ourselves in 2022. So as we look to partner with the right people in the natural, I pray that you are looking to partner with the Holy Spirit. I pray that the Lord, you're seeking his face. That we are seeking his face more now than ever. Not so much for it all direction, because we need it. We need it now more than ever. But I pray just to be that the comforter, the helper, our peace, our provision, all comes from God above. We're thankful for the strength that he has given us, for us even crossing over into this new year. Some did not make it. Our own loved ones. But we ask now, He said, come boldly before the throne. We cannot afford. I'm still here for a purpose. What is it that you would have me to do at this time? So as we make our, put our thoughts together, let's get our hearts together. Let us check in with our Father. Because He's there. He has His loving eye on us. And what better? Who else can do it like God can do it? That's a gift in itself that keeps giving. Let us not look to the left or the right, but let us look to the hills. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord. We want Him as the director of this journey that we're on in 2022. I don't know what it is that's in your heart's desire, but I know I desire to know Him better and to make sure that my relationship and my right standing is sure in Him. Because me by myself, I'm going to mess this up. And if I'm allowed to see the full year, I don't want to do it in regret that I didn't go to the Father and ask Him and seek His will and His way in my life. If I may encourage you, this is a time for us to take an assessment, but to make sure that we are taking that assessment and that we're sitting down with the Father God and we're asking Him, Thy will be done. Lord, what is it that You would have me to do at this time? Not just for me, but for those that You have given me, have put on my heart, who's a part of my life. What must I do? How do You want me to do it? So that I'm always in tune and in line with Your step and Your will, because who knows me better than You? Before I was formed in my mother's womb, You knew me. That's the Word. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So why would I not connect with You first and foremost? Lord, I thank You for who You are in my life. That's our first and foremost. Before we make any wise decisions, we need to go to the Master of Wisdom. That's our God. I'm so thankful that at this time I could say that what I learned in 2021, I know that the Lord's way and will for my life is far better than anything that I could think up in this mind, because I'm going to want what I want. I'm not going to be always about what He wants. If I leave it to me, I'm going to need some help. So I'm going to go to the Father daily and go before His throne, bringing myself. I'm not perfect. I'm so far from it. But as I recognize and look to the maturity that He has put in my life, I'm so thankful. I say that's a step of maturity there. And I'm thankful for it. I'm so thankful for it. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. Lord, as I thank You for Your Word, I'm reminded yet again how our Bible is so precious to us. Here's that light of the Word. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Romans 8:6. When we read the Word, the Lord speaks. If I'm asking for anything in this new year right now, in this time, I'm asking for wisdom. Wisdom to understand more of You, Father, so that I know that I'm walking in Your will and Your way. I can't say it enough. Walking in His will and His way. If we step out of line, we know that He's guiding us and He's keeping us. So as before I link up with the right people, I need to link up with the Father. I need to get at his feet. I need to be checking in with him so that he instructs me in the way that I need to go. Because if when I'm walking with him, there's a confidence that falls over me. There is a peace that knowing, I know that I know. As the word says, and we know with confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, there it is again, causes all things to work together as a plan for the good for those who love God. We're called according to his purpose. How can we not? When you have that kind of partnership with Father, how is it that we cannot be successful in the things that he's called us to, that he's put on our hearts? As the word says, what shall we say? If God be for us, who can successfully be against us? Because there are things working against us. So I want to line up with the Father in this 2022, because the things that are happening in the natural, it's so obvious that we need the Father. It's so obvious that we need him now more than ever in our lives, lining up. Before we make any rash decisions, Lord, what do you say concerning this situation? Lord, how would you have me to go about this? Lord, can I trust this process? Lord, are you in this process? And when we do that and we sit and wait to hear what he will say. Oh, Father, it's like your promises are yea and amen. Because when we line up with you, and our hearts are right toward you, I don't think there's anything. Your word says there's nothing you withheld from us. And I believe that's wisdom. That you want us to be in a good place because it's your pleasure to give good gifts to your children. We are your children. When we recognize that it's about you and not about ourselves, there's nothing that I could do myself in the natural that's going to surpass anything that the Father will do when I'm walking in his way and his will for my life. And it's not even about me. That's what makes it so precious. Because what we do when we're in right standing with the Lord blesses so many others. And it frees us of the being self-centered and thinking that, oh, I got to do it for me. It's not just for us. It's not just for me. I always say this. I pray that this makes sense because as the Father's downloading it to me, I'm sharing it with you. And I share it because it's life. The word has become a light. It's become daily bread because it is guiding me and keeping me in ways that right now I would not have the peace that I have to be able, the confidence that I have to be able to say it because he's showing me and I'm sure he's showing you in other ways. Because if we're now here, we've crossed over for a purpose. We're surrounded for a purpose, for his purpose. And I'm thankful that you would smile upon me to be able to share this now from my perspective that you've given it to me. Because I was so hard-headed before. And I would be right back at a new year saying, I didn't get that right. Or why is this like this? Or why did this happen? I now say, Lord, I thank you Because even in the disappointment, the redirection, the reset, you were able to speak to me to say, now, okay, daughter, do it this way. Go back and do it again. We have to have a nevertheless spirit in this time, because we are not going to get it right. And sometimes we're not going to hear properly. I'm speaking from my perspective. If you can relate, that's maturity for us. We're growing. We're growing in the word as we stay in the word. As we stand on his word, that confidence that's with us, that peace that surpasses all understanding. I understand that more and more every day. I need that now more than ever. I need the confidence of God. I want to be successful in his will and his way for my life, so that it's fulfilling. It's not just self-centered, because that's not going to work for us anymore. And if you're like me, you are already seeing it. You're already seeing that that's not working for us anymore. The self-centeredness, that's not going to work in this new year. It's not going to work. We're looking out for one another. And when we realize, Father, I thank you as you lay people on my heart to pray. Folks, when God is laying folks on your heart, pray for them. We may not be able to give them our natural hand, but we can pray that the Lord blesses them. If we can, the Lord will bless us to be a blessing, because we can hear him. When we put aside what it is that we think we need for our individual selves. Do we need another pair of shoes? Or do we need to walk right? That's what he's downloading to me. You can't wear them all at the same time, but if you're walking upright, if you're walking in my will and your way, and in my way for you, and you're walking in my instructions to you, when we're doing it that way, we're blessing so many others. We're blessing them, and we don't even realize. Sometimes we don't know, like, why am I doing this? Or why did I say that? And someone may come back to you and say, you don't know how many times you have blessed me with just what you said. I heard you in my ear. I may not have received it when you said it, but I now understand why you had to say it to me. It's not about us. We're called for a purpose. I pause because so long ago I would not have gotten it. I would not have gotten it. And I thank God for wisdom in 2022. I thank him not just for the things that are on my heart, but I pray for the wisdom and the guidance to know the difference, to look and seek him before I make decisions that could bring harm. I want to be an asset, not a hindrance, first and foremost. I want you to, when you smile upon me, Father, I want it to be because I did what you called me to do. And I want to get it right. I don't want to keep bumping my head being hard-headed or selfish. So I thank God for wisdom. And I pray to continually call me to your word, Father God. Call me to you so that I may hear you. Call me away from the distractions and the cares that will lead me down, so that I will need to come back to you and ask, for new instructions or another detour to get me out of this. And the only way that I'm going to accomplish that is if I am coming to you continually, continually seeking you, partnering with you, Father God, remaining steadfast in what you tell me to do. No matter, not everybody's going to understand it, folks. Not everyone's going to understand it. But if the word is speaking to you, the Lord is speaking through the word, let the word be the word. Because he's going to bless us when we follow his will and his way. He knows what's on our heart. Remember, he knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows everything about us. So why would we not bring our heart and our minds under his will and his way? When we listen, as we listen to our parents and we were rewarded, same system, folks. But I'd rather check in with the Father who knew me before I was even formed in my mom's womb. I'd rather check in with that CEO of my life before I go to my boss and say, I need this, that, or the other. I need to go before the Lord and say, Lord, what do you say concerning this situation? Do I even need to go down this path? Is this relationship, this working, whatever, is it working for me? Where do I need to change? Because what he's saying to me is, you're never alone. I'm always here with you. I will teach you and instruct you in the ways that you should go, and I will keep my loving eye upon you. When things get to a place where you don't understand or we're not sure, remember Psalms 32. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you. I will keep my loving eye on you. He's so aware of us. Let our hearts be an open book before the Lord. Not people. Go to the Lord. Before we go to the people, check in with the Father. Line up with his will and his way, and he'll make our path straight. I'm so thankful that it's becoming so clear. The many times that I look and went my way, he was like, I'll wait. Lord, thank you for waiting for me because you have purpose for our lives. And we understand it now, Father God. But we're going to need you daily. Daily before you, we come before you, Father God. Daily in your presence. Daily so that we don't make a mistake. We will. Because we're not perfect, but we can't make a mistake if we line up with you, if we bring it before you, Father God. If we seek you, you'll guide us. When we pray, if we're not praying the right, you'll touch our hearts. So we thank you that we're never alone. Your loving eye is on us. When we get distracted, when we find things are happening so much to the point that we can't understand it, we can come to you because you know all about us. You know our beginning to our end. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for that. I thank you for being aware of it. So if I leave this with you as it is with me, when we can't understand it, if we're looking to be successful, go to the CEO of our lives. Our first and foremost partner, even in our marriages, has to be the Lord. So we may know how to talk to our partners, that we know how to talk to even our children. I have that before the Lord with my daughter. And if you're honest, and they're not always sweet and kind, but I had to know, I had to say, Lord, help me with that. So that I don't give her me, that there's some sugar on that. Because me by myself, okay, family counseling. But with you, Lord God, I can find that love in my heart and the grace that you've given me. How merciful art thou? The many times I didn't get it right. And here I sit sharing this with you, that I'm able to say this and share it with others. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Why would I not come to you daily? Daily I will seek you. You said, seek and ye shall find. Here I am, Father. Speak to us. O Lord, our God, let your sweet beauty rest upon us. Come work with us, and then our works will endure. You will give us success in all that we do. Psalms 90. I love that in the Passion Translation. O Lord, let your sweet beauty rest upon us. I pray that this has touched you as it's touched me, that before, as we make all the lists of things we want to accomplish in this new year, that we do not leave out God Almighty in our plans, that we go before Him so that He can direct our paths, that He'll put us in that place that we need to be. He'll put the right people around us. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer to the Father so that He may consider every word as we call out to Him. Folks, I tell you, we cannot go wrong when we put God first. We cannot go wrong. I'm understanding it more and more now. We cannot go wrong. Psalms 5. At each and every sunrise, you will hear my voice as I prepare my sacrifice of prayer to you. Every morning, I lay out the pieces of my life on your altar and wait for your fire to fall upon my heart. Be blessed again. God's best to you and yours in this new year.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.